Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. That's pretty good, ain't it? There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, if you get saved, you'll get saved by that name. Amen. I thank God for it. If you got your Bibles and you're able to, let's open up to Genesis chapter number 40. Genesis chapter number 40. You find that place. Let's stand together if you can and able as we give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Genesis chapter number 40. Genesis chapter number 40. And I'll read just a few texts here. And the Lord help us. You pray for us. God help us. And I'll tell you, I want to honor the Lord. I pray that that be why you're here. Friend, I don't know how you found, but I pray that however you walked in, you ain't got to walk out in that same condition. Ain't that good about the house of God? I was talking to somebody not long ago, and I'll read the scripture. I was talking to somebody, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and they said, well, I said, be honest with you, said, I ain't looking for no help. And I thought, well, that's all right, too. Thank God. How many of you ever got help in the house of God when you wasn't looking for it? Amen. See, that's all right, too. Amen. Many a times I walked in the house of God, I wasn't looking to get help, but He is looking to give help anyhow. And I thank God His desire to give help started matching up before long. I started realizing I needed help. Then all of a sudden, I was glad I was in a place where I could get help. Amen. Thank God. Hey, listen, ain't no place like the house of God. Amen. Here's the Bible says this in the book of Genesis, chapter number 40. Bible begins reading, and we'll just start in verse 14. I'll read verse 14, 15 for the sake of time. He said, but think on me when it shall be well with thee. Show kindness, I pray thee, unto me. Make mention of me unto Pharaoh and bring me out of this house. That's Genesis 40. 14 verse 15 says, for indeed I was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. Sit down with me to verse number 20. He said, it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all the servants. He lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you one more time. Hand to God, I thank you, Lord, for the good liberty that we've already had in this place. I thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school hour. I thank you, God, for getting to see the faces come in. Lord, we thank you, God, that we get to worship at the blessed Lamb of God this morning. Father, what a blessing it is to be gathered in as the people of God and to get to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Father God, I'm thankful, Lord, you just let me get in on it. I pray for a few minutes of time. Oh God, that you'd touch us. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost. Give us unction from on high. I pray, God, that you'd help us how to be as tender as the scripture is. I pray, Father God, may we be reminded this morning that God, that it is the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. I pray, Father, that you'd help us. I pray, God, that you'd save those that are savable, and God, those that are willing. I pray, God, that you'd touch those, and that God, that are touchable. I pray, Father, for whatever shape they're in this morning, whatever shape we're all in, this one thing I know, that God, when you show up and get to helping us, it's good to be in the presence of the Lord. And so I pray that you'd help us. Lord, you know my lips are stammering, and you know my mind is wandering. And so God, I ask you for a few minutes of time, and God, that you'd help me to preach above what I'm able, and for the glory of Almighty God. Lord, we love you and we thank you, and we ask you all these favors and the lovely name of Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I call your attention. This is, listen, you get in your Bible and you get to reading through the book of Genesis. All of a sudden, you come over to the best type of the Lord Jesus Christ in your Bible. When we're talking about shadows and types in the Old Testament, there's nobody better than in the life of Joseph. There was a feller one time, and I forget now, but he said over 200 different occasions that Joseph is like like and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure Joseph was a sinner, but as far as it is recorded, there's not one sin that Joseph ever committed in this Bible. He loved those that hated him. I mean, thank God he went above and beyond. He suffered patiently for the cause of God's sake. But I want you to notice this passage. When we come to this story, we find that he's already been in a bad shape. And we find that he's already been taken captive. We find he's already been put down in the pit. We find he's already been to Potiphar's house. And we find that he's already been falsely accused. And my friend, and now he finds himself way down in the prison. But I want you to watch what the Bible says here. And the Bible teaches us that some two fellers comes to it in chapter number 40. And both of them have dreamed a dream. We find the butler dreams his dream and the baker dreams his. And they're troubled. The Bible says, and Joseph looked at them and said, why do you look so sadly today? And man, their dreams had troubled their heart. And thank God Joseph just lets them know that interpretations and belong to God. In other words, God knows what's going to happen. And now won't you listen to me, friend, as we lay the foundation here. And thank God they're in this place. And they say interpretations belong to God. And old Joseph steps on the scene. And he says, tell me your dream. And Brother Jones, and they get to talking. And the Holy Ghost of God gets to help it. And before very long, they each have their dream. I mean, that old butler, he gets his dream first. And it's real good. In 3 days, you'll be restored back to where you's at. And you'll get to press that cup. And back to Pharaoh's lips again. And listen to that old baker, he likes it. He said, tell me mine, tell me mine. And thank God, and his doesn't go so well. He said, in 3 days you'll be lifted up. He said, and your head's going to be taken right clean off your body. But listen, that old Joseph looked over and he looked at the butler, and this is what he said. He said, listen, would you do one thing for me? He said, when you get up there, he said, I'd love for you to mention my name. And when you get in that place, and when you're standing next to the Pharaoh, he said, I'd love for you to make mention of my name. He said it like this: when it goes well with thee, I'd love for you to make mention of my name. Oh, but listen, I'm sure he'd been down in that prison for a while, Brother Jones, and he'd been wondering if he's ever going to get out. And Brother Kevin, when that butler went out, I can almost see Joseph in my mind's eye. He said, boys, I'm getting out of here tomorrow. He's not going to forget what I just done. He's going to tell him about me. And that next day comes and that next day goes. And no doubt, and Joseph thinks, well, it might take just a moment of time. It might be just a minute or two. And maybe a day or two. But he's surely going to remember me. And my friend, and then one day turns into a week. And a week turns into a month. And 1 month turns into a year. And you can just see with every passing day, and that Joseph just slowly loses hope that anybody's going to remember him. And then we come down in those saddest words that Joseph ever probably and did not know about was in verse number 23. And the Bible said, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot it. I want you to listen to me, friend. There'll come a time in everybody's life, I mean every person, there'll be a situation or a season, and when if you ain't careful, you'll feel like and that God has forgotten all about you. I mean, we come in this place and old Baker, old Joseph's sitting there, and he thinks surely today's the day that I'm going to be remembered. But what he finds out is he was still forgotten. I got to thinking about this, and if the Lord will help me, I'd like to preach on this song. I'd like to preach on whenever you're feeling forgotten, there's a few things to remember. Hey, some folks today, thank God, and listen, they forget what they feel like they've been forgotten about. How God's put them up on the shelf. How like God's turned his back on him. I thank God you might feel forgotten, but you better be reminded that you are not forsaken. Amen. I mean, thank God, listen, hey, sometimes whenever we're going through life and we feel like maybe we ain't getting where we ought to get to, and we feel like God ought to be a helping us here and he ought to be a helping us there. But I thank God, friend, and whether he helps me or not, and one thing I know, it's to thank God that he abides on the inside of my soul. I'm with him and he's with me. I mean, listen, friend, I may not always feel like I've been remembered, but I bless the Lamb of God. I ain't never been a step I've taken that God's not been with me. I ever step of the way, I say, praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I want you to watch here. There's a few things that we find. And you say, preacher, I ain't never felt that way. I'll tell you what happens in verse 15. The Lord just put this in my heart. I want you to watch with me. In verse 15, he says it like this. He said, I was indeed stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. Let me say it like this. He was captured. And then next thing you find this. He said, have I also, and I hear also, I have done nothing. He was confused. And then the last thing you find, as he says, that they should put me in the dungeon. He was confined. Amen. I'll tell you what will help you feel like you're forgotten. Hey, you'll get in those situations sometimes. And I know nobody in here has ever been captured. Hey, you ain't never been taken by the enemy. Hey, there ain't never been a time in your life. Hey, that my friend, that the enemy's got his hands on you and just pulled you back. And Brother Philip, the Bible says it like this. If a man be overtaken in a fault. And now if I understand that word right, what that means is this. In order to overtake somebody, I got to be coming up behind them. Hey, listen, I take them when they were not suspecting it. Hey, nobody in this room, thank God. I bet my friend that would go back on God if they was watching out for the devil. I'm going to tell you, sometimes a man and a lady gets overtaken and with a fault. And hey, I've been there. And I'm telling you, it's real in my heart right now where I'm at. But I'll tell you what, I bless the Lamb of God. I'm glad that verse don't stop right there. I'm glad, thank God, at the end of that, and doesn't just say if you've been overtaken in a fault. But I'm glad the next part says, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. Thank God. Listen, and whenever we see somebody, and listen, they've been captured, I believe it's our responsibility to go back after them. Amen. I mean, thank God. Hey, listen, and this will be real basic preaching this morning. But I tell you what I found out. I found out, listen, and we like to thank God and make sure they know they ain't no count. And we like to gossip about them. And we like to Facebook post about them. But what a happy day. And we've got some folks that are spiritual. And spiritual, amen. And they see somebody overtaken. And they consider themselves. And they say, I could be right where they's at. I think I'll go after them and bring them back, amen. I thank God. Hey, listen, sometimes you're captured. That's a miserable place. And then sometimes you get forgotten. And when you get confused, amen. Here he is standing. I know that I'm not the only person in this room. But old Joseph stands there and he says, I ain't done nothing. I mean, you look around and you feel like you've forgotten. You say, you go through your list of things. You say, I'm reading my Bible. But God, don't seem like you're talking. I'm praying, but it don't seem like I'm getting nowhere. Hey, listen, and all of a sudden, hey, you can do that for a day or two. And listen, and you can do it for a week or two. And then you do it for a month or two. And you start to get to that. Now, listen, I'm preaching this morning, thank God. How you get to that point where you thank God, have you forgotten about me? And God, I remember whenever it was flowing when I'd read that Bible. I remember whenever I'd pray and it felt like I was in the throne room of glory. And now all of a sudden, I feel like you forgot about me. But I thank God, don't make no difference how I feel. I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that ain't forgotten me. Amen. I'll tell you what I found out. I found out, just keep on reading that Bible. Amen. I just keep on praying, Brother Dustin. I keep on going after God. And sometimes you feel forgotten, Brother Aspern. But then they sometimes, hey, listen, one of them days, how you bow down that knee, thank God. And you get to calling on the name of God, and all of heaven falls in your soul, and God reminds you, amen, and he ain't forgot about you, thank God. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, what a happy day. Sometimes you ain't expecting it, and you ain't looking out for it. I mean, listen, I was driving up to Muncie, Indiana one day, and going to preach, and I mean, my brother said, I mean, I started saying, you was with me, but you wasn't. I mean, we was heading up there. I was going to that meeting, and I was pretty low, and I don't know what everybody else does. I just was talking to the Lord. I usually ride in silence. I just try to talk to the Lord. And that day, Brother Jones, I got to putting in, I just rushed back and grabbed any CD. And I just throwed that thing in there, Kaylee. And that old Ed Blue got on there. I don't know what he preached. I don't have no idea what the message was. Here's how this thing happened. He got on there and he hit that note. He said, "There is a fountain filled with blood." I don't know what happened out of that. I made it about 150 miles down the road. Hey, listen, shouting her out for the glory of God. I'm telling you, I found out. And God hadn't forgot about me. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, let me say this to you. Whenever you're in that place where you're captured, and you're in that place when you're confused, and you say, "I'm doing what's right, but I ain't getting nowhere." Hey, you're probably getting further than you know. Amen. And thank God in the last day. And you notice here in this passage, as he says, whenever he gets to that place where he's confined, let me say it to you like this. Everybody look up here at me. Amen. Let me look up here at me. I want to help you right here. And what he's saying is this: he's lost his liberty. Oh my. And what a bad place when you get in the house of God and you've lost your liberty. I mean, listen, friend. And thank God. God's been giving me special liberty. That wouldn't make no difference to me. Everybody in here can frown this morning. That's between you and the Lord. I'm going to shout her out. I'm on my way to heaven, thank God. God's given me special liberty in this season. But there's sometimes you ain't got that liberty. Hey, sometimes, friend, and when you come in the house of God and where you used to shout and you used to praise Him, that liberty's gone. And you think, "God, will I ever get it back? How will I ever get it back? Will I ever get my song back? How will I ever get my shout back? Will I ever get my testimony back?" Hey, listen, thank God. I think about old James Bilbrey from time to time. And that night when he got up and he got to singing, and and that flame song that he sang, and he had forgotten the words of it, or however it went. He said, "Thank God I got my song back." And he just sung it over and over and over again. I thought, thank God, friend. It's a good day when God shows up and reminds you he ain't forgot about you. Ain't that a blessing? Listen, let me give you three or four things here, and then I'll be done. I just want to share with you some things. Here's what the Bible says. You just pray for me. Lord, help me this morning, all right? Bible says in verse number 14, I like what he says here. He says, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee." I'll tell you the first thing you need to be reminded of. Hey, listen, the first thing people want when they feel forgotten is they want to know they're on somebody's mind. Amen. Hey, listen, old Joseph looked over at him, and he said, would you just think about me? You know what I found out in this thing? Now listen, I don't know nothing. I'll readily admit that. But I'll tell you what I found out along these few years, that my little pilgrimage, let's say it like that, had that I've been walking with the Lord. And Brother Keith, you know what I figured out? That sinners just want to know. And what saints just want to know. They just want to know that you're thinking about them. They just want to know, thank God. And they feel like everybody's forsook them. They feel like everybody's forgot about them. And thank God, and that's where the church shows up. That reaches out his hand and just says, "I just wanted you to know." Ain't it a blessing to you, thank God. And when you're going through something in your life and you get that message or you get that call or you get that card and somebody just said, "I just had you on my mind." Amen. Thank God. Praise. Boy, it makes me happy. Amen. Ain't there God over that thing? And you just get that place and say, "Hey, I had you on my mind." But folks that feel like they're forgotten, and they show up in the house of God, and they don't feel like nobody's remembered them. I'm going to tell you this. I want you to listen to me. And the Bible says, confess your faults. And one before another, I believe that's right. And one of the great mistakes that I've made in pastoring is found right here. Those first few years, and I probably have failed even now. But there's folks that would be in this church, but they felt like they was forgot about. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't do nothing to help them. I didn't know nothing. I mean, I just forgot about them. Here's what he said. He said, "When it's well with you," amen. I'll tell you this, friend, what I found is this. When it's well with you, it's hard to remember others that are forgotten about. Are you listening to me? When things is going right in your life, listen, when there's money in the bank and when there's food in your cupboards, you're probably not thinking about the homeless. Are you listening to me? Thank God. I mean, listen, friend. I'm just simply saying, ain't it good though to know when somebody's got you on their mind? Everybody agree with me right there? I mean, what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to know that there's somebody this morning that's got you on their mind. Now listen, don't you get puffed up at me. How about when I woke up this morning, I wasn't thinking about most of y'all, amen. And you probably wasn't thinking about me. But thank God, I'll tell you what's the wonder of wonders is, thank God, when I get to this Bible, even when I feel like I'm forgotten about, hey, Rodney Coger, I can open up out of Psalms chapter 8, verse 4, and I can read, what is man that thou art mindful of him, amen, or the son of man that thou visitest him. And thank God, I'm glad I can open up my Bible. I can go to Psalms 40 and verse 17, and I can read where it says, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. I like it. Listen, I'm not going to get this right, so let me just read it. That's why the Lord, I recorded in the Bible, and Psalms chapter 40, verse 5. You can listen to this. He says it like this. He said, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, how they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen. Amen. So is anybody thinking about me? I know one that is. Are y'all listening to me? I know one this morning that can't get you off his mind. I know one this morning that whenever he left heaven, came down here, he done it because he had you on his mind. Ain't that a thousand wonders? Now listen, I've went a whole day and not thought about an ant. I've went a whole day and I've not thought about a worm. I've went a whole day and I've not thought about a bug or any kind of animal. But ain't it amazing that there's a God in heaven that would think about me and you in the shape that you and I are in most all the time. And thank God he loves us anyway. Here's what I figured out about this thing. Most people just want to be reminded of the fact there's somebody thinking about them. Here, listen, I'll tell you one better than this. More scripture even better than that. Those are pretty good. I mean, if that's the only scripture I had to be happy in the Lord about, that's enough to be happy about. But you say, well, Brother Kevin, is he thinking about me in the shape I'm in right now? I'll tell you what he said, Justin. We just take his word for it. Jeremiah 29:11 is a pretty good place to go. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of evil, or thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you, somebody help me, an expected end. Ain't that how that reads? He said, listen, when all goes well with you, he said, would you think about me? Now listen, watch the next part. Here's what he says next. He said, when all goes well with you. He said, but think on me when it shall be well with you. And then the next thing he said, and show kindness. I'll tell you what folks want to know. They want to know, thank God, they're on somebody's mind. But they also want to know that they're on somebody's heart. Now that's different, thank God. Hey, some folks that'll get you on their mind, they ain't never bore you on their heart. Amen. How about, thank God, I'm talking about, you know, when you get somebody, well, the old timers would call it like this. They'd say when you get a burden for somebody. You ever had a burden for, I'm talking about you get somebody, not just up here, but you get somebody sitting down here. How about, thank God, that you wake up at 2:00 in the morning and all you can think is, God help them. And throughout the day you're just calling out over and over and you say, God help them and God help them. I'm telling you, thank God, you start to get somebody on your heart and you'll do something to try to make a difference. Amen. He said, would you just show me some kindness? You know, here's what I found. We take out fruit baskets and all that. And we don't do it because we care nothing about a fruit basket. Y'all listen to me. I'm convinced if we could give out 1,000 of them, I believe the Lord would be for us canceling the service and going out and giving out 1,000 baskets. Because you wouldn't believe how many houses we walk up to and we go, that we're from Amazing Grace Baptist Church. And we just had you on our mind, had you on our heart. And the next thing that happens, them OIs start to water up. And them tears start to come out. Because there, the devil has convinced them they're forgotten about. And then all of a sudden, just one small act of kindness. I'll tell you, an act of kindness is so good in Acts 28:12. Apostle Paul said it like this, that they showed us no little kindness when they built a big fire. When they built a fire for them, it was inconvenient. It was inconvenient for them, Brother Jones. Brother Parker, when they built a fire, them barbarians built a fire for them over there. It wasn't like it's easy. They're trying to warm up 276 people. That's a mighty big fire. But I'm telling you, thank God, when you're cold and you're isolated and you feel like you're forgotten, and just the smallest act of kindness, and we'll go a mighty long way. You ain't got to give nobody a sermon. Look up here, friend. You ain't got to give nobody a sermon. By and large, what folks want to know is they're not just on your mind, but they're on your heart. Amen. It could be a word that's spoken. It could be a text message. It could be a card. It could be a dinner. Thank God, it could be a lot of things. But I'm telling you, a small act of kindness goes a mighty long way. Goes a mighty long way. We sat in the house of God, but now listen, when was the last time you was kind to a sinner? When was the last time you got behind somebody and they was being real ugly to you, and instead of being ugly back, you was just kind to them? I bet we'll win a bunch of people by being ugly right back to them. Don't you guess that's right? Come on. Don't die on me right there. That's a place to say amen. That's good preaching, Brother Kevin. Amen. That's right. Thank God we get over there and we talk about how we're willing to suffer and die for Christ. But if somebody cuts us off or cheats us a little bit, we'll hold a grudge against them for the rest of their lives. That's crazy, friend. That don't make sense. That don't make any sense. I'm telling you, you ever get down in that place, you're sitting there and you feel like you're forgot about and you're down in your prison. You feel like nobody's reminded you, and God's ever sent somebody down your way to give you just the smallest act of kindness. You knew they didn't just have you on their mind, but they had you on their heart. Boy, that's mighty good. But what about the Lord Jesus Christ? Was he ever kind to you? Oh, listen, I'll tell you what the Bible says about him. Bible calls it marvelous kindness over in the book of Psalms. Bible calls it infinite and everlasting kindness. Amen. One of my favorites is over in Ephesians chapter number 2, that he said that in the ages to come, he might show unto us his kindness, which is through the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, listen, friend. Hey, God's been so kind to us. Thank God it'll take the rest of the ages to figure out how good he's been to us. He didn't just have me on his mind. He had me on his heart. He loved me. Praise God. Loved me. I get asked, you know, John 3:16 probably the, I mean, it's everything. It's a cornerstone of this Bible. But if it is, Romans chapter 5 verse 8's got to be. Well, I like it. I get over there and I get reading. But God, who committed his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Y'all happy about that?
Amen.
You remember when you found out the Lord loved you? Let me ask you this. You remember when you felt the Lord love you? You ever been that place where you forgot how the Lord loved you? And you get in that place where God's love gets fresh all over again. He runs you by Calvary. That old hymn writer had it right. You pray for me right here. That old hymn writer had it right. When it said, I'll survey the wonders of the cross. Thank God. You go by that thing and you look up at it. You see the Savior died for your sins. That blood that was shed. You say, thank God he done it for me. I was on his mind and I was on his heart, but I want you to watch this. Now stay with me in your Bible. Four things right here the scripture says. He says, think on me, one know he's on his mind. He said, show kindness, he one know he's on his heart. He said, I pray thee unto me and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. He wanted to know he's on somebody's lips. Praise God. Hey, listen. Thank God. Let me just stop right there. Let me go on record of saying this. You ever find me down in a prison? You find me in a place, Zoe, where I feel like I've been forgotten. I tell you what I'd like you to do. Get me on your minds good. Get me on your hearts better. But you find a place where you make mention of me with them lips. Get down before God. I'll tell you what I found out time and time and time again. What I could never help you with words, the Holy Ghost of God can through prayers. There's a many of cold-hearted people, and they ain't never been melted by people petitioning them, and they ain't been melted by people trying to love them. But there's been a many of cold-hearted people that somebody went and got in their prayer closet and dripped out hot tear after hot tear after hot tear, and those hot tears begin to melt those cold hearts till the next thing you knew, thank God, the mention of them on their lips had brought them back to the place they ought to be with God. Amen. Amen. I got to thinking about this yesterday, day before yesterday. I don't remember. I got to thinking about this in the last 2 years. The Lord was helping me. This is what I got to think about. I thought, Sean, I wonder how many people really has prayed for me over the years. You ever just sit down and just think about it? When you was lost, you was out of fellowship with God. So even sitting here this morning right now, how many people? I think we'd be surprised. We get this place so shown when we feel like we've been forgotten. But Cameron, there's going to be a day in the ages to come, we're going to be reminded of person after person after person. Here's what he said. He said, when you get up there next to Pharaoh, in other words, what he's saying is this, when you get to doing talking, he said, I want you to talk to somebody that can do something. Go talk to the king for me. I can't get to him right now. Somebody help me. Don't listen. Smile at me right there. Hey, listen. He said, I can't get out of prison, but you're about to get out of here and it's about to go well with you. And he said, when you're way up high in this high spot, he said, would you remember me? And I'm way down here in this low spot. And he said, and talk to the fella who can do something about it. But I'll tell you what's happened to us far too many times. We say, yeah, I remember you. You know, we go down Walmart and somebody say, hey, brother, I'll shake your hand, little Joe. They'll say, hey, would you pray for me? And you'll say, oh, yes. But Joe Burns, I'll pray for you tonight. I'll take you to the Lord. And then come the next day, the day after that, and you run into them 2 weeks later and they say, I wanted to thank you for praying for me. And the Holy Ghost pricks that heart. And he says, you ain't made one mention of them in your prayer. Y'all with me? That's happened to everybody in here. See, it's good to know when you get to that place and you're in prison that there's somebody and they got you on their lips and they're not trying to talk about you. They're trying to petition God for you. But I got something better than that. When you're down in that place of prison, I may forget about you. Best I can do. That's why I got a little book that I write things down in. You get to my age and older, you start to forget. So I write things down so I can try to remember. Brother Rodney, sometimes I can't even remember. But thank God I got a Bible that reminds me.
Amen.
That there's a God in heaven that prays for his own. I'm glad I can turn the pages over to John 17:9 and 17 chapter 20. I'm reminded where the Lord says, I pray not for the world, but I pray for these. Amen. I pray, verse 20, for them that shall believe on me through their word. Hey, thank God it's a blessed day, friend, when you realize that there's a God in heaven that's praying for you right now. Let me ask you this question. You ever thought about Peter in Luke chapter 22? And he's getting ready to be in the worst prison of his life. And Satan's getting ready to sift him as wheat. But thank God, Miss Brown, that the Lord Jesus Christ looks at him and says, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail thee not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. And you know in Luke 23, whenever that thief's hanging on the cross, and he hears the Lord pray and say, thank God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, what it must do. Amen. What about us here today? What about that Hebrews 7:25 where it says, wherefore seeing He is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. Right now, in this room, I mean, listen, I would to God missed to be able to take what's out of my heart and put it in yours. But as we sit right here, Terry, there's a Savior in heaven saying, remember Terry Neal. Remember Cruz Smith. Remember Grayson. Right now, young man, Weston, right now there's a Savior in heaven, the right hand of the Father, Hadley, and saying, Hadley, remember Hadley. Remember Hadley. My soul. Danny Hayes, we get down here and we get to feel like we're forgotten about. But there's a God situated at the right hand of the Father saying, remember Justin Cooper. Remember Alyssa. Help her, Lord. She's a feeling forgotten about. Remember Brother Brown. Brother Brown feeling forgotten about right now. And boy, day after day, listen, the God of Israel, Brother Dishman, neither slumbers nor sleeps. Y'all listening to me? Neither slumbers nor sleeps. So Brother Savage, right now, see, say, remember Brother Savage. Say, Brother Dishman. Brother Parker. Hell, say, Brother Savage. Remember Brother Savage. Brother Dishman. Brother Parker. Hell, say, remember Brother Savage. Remember Brother Dishman. Remember Brother Parker. Hell, say, I feel forgot about, but as the years go on and on and on and on, Christ ever lives making intercessions for you. Well, that makes me happy. Let me give you this last thing. Watch what the Bible says. I'm done. I'm telling you, I've been enjoying myself preaching. Whether anybody else has liked it or not, I've had a time. I guess what it is I remember when I was in prison and felt forgotten about. Here's the last thing he says. He says, think on me. I want to know that I'm on your mind. Show me kindness. I want to know I'm on your heart. Make mention of me. I want to know I'm on your lips. But then watch this last thing. He said, bring me out of this house. You know what he's saying? I'll need to know that I'm within your reach. I could run out in the parking lot, do snow angels for 3 hours. Amen. He said, I need to know. He said, tell them to reach down where I'm at and pull me up out of this house. I need to know, thank God. God, I feel like I'm forgotten about and I'm way down in a dungeon and I feel like there ain't no light getting in and my voice ain't getting out. I just need to know that you'd bring me out. Amen. And one day turns into two and two turns into ten and a month later and a year later and 2 years later, he's still down in prison, feeling forgot about. But what he don't know, he'd have been happy to stay in Potiphar's house. But Tammy, Kyle, that ain't where God intended for him to be. Are y'all listening to me? He didn't intend for him to be the chief of Potiphar's house. He didn't intend for him to stay in Canaan. He intended for him to be in a position that his mother and his father and all his brothers are going to have to bow down the knee. And he was literally, listen to me, as a type of his son, Chalt, as a type of Christ, he was going to put him in a position where he was the Savior of the whole world. Yeah. Amen, amen. He said, boy, if Joseph would have had his way, he'd have got out before the Lord wanted him out. And if I'd had my way, I would have too. But thank God sometimes the Lord just puts you in that place. And friend, it ain't that he's forgot about you, Julie. Connor, it ain't that he's forgot about you. It's that he's preparing you. And preparing us sometimes feels an awful lot like we've been forgotten. But praise God. Let me give you proof that he was within his reach. Can I give you that and I'm done? Three things, I'm done. You listening? Everybody listening? Here, watch your Bible. Verse 39, chapter 39, verse number 2. Chapter 39, verse 2. Here's what it says. Y'all looking at it? It says, and the Lord was with him. That's pretty good. Now, the Lord gave me this week. This is hot off the press. Y'all listening? He said, and the Lord was with him. Read that. All right, watch this down there in chapter 39, verse number 21. Verse 21, you see it? He says, but the Lord was with you. You see that? Now watch what verse number, that last verse in that chapter is. It said, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. And it says, because the Lord was with him. Three different occasions he says it like this. Every one of them says the Lord was with him. One time it said, and the Lord was with him. Now if you read down there, it says, and he was sold into Potiphar's house. And he was put in a pit. And he was sold into the Midianites. And the Lord said, wait just a second. There's one more and you need to be sure you put in there. And the Lord was with him. He said, you write down in that Bible. Now I don't know that Joseph ever knew that. But whenever Moses was writing Genesis, Brother Aspen, the Holy Ghost gets right there and he says, you need to write down. And the Lord wants everybody to know that God did not forsake Joseph. Amen. When Joseph felt like God forsook him. He said, and the Lord was with him. Amen. Inclusive.
Amen.
And then they throw him in prison. And the Lord says, well, they can do what they want, but. I confirmed what I'm going to say with Valerie. She's my English teacher. And means it combines. But means that whatever happened next is more important than whatever happened before. They said, we're going to put him down in prison. And that's where he's going to die. The Lord said, wait just a second. He said, you need to put a but right there.
Amen.
He says, but the Lord was with him. And then everybody got to looking around. Oh, Joseph felt like he was forgotten. But on this side of him, everything was going good. And on that side of him, everything was going good. That old keeper looked back and he said, man. He said, I don't need to worry about nothing. He said, because the Lord's with him.
Amen.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, thank God. You get down in that place whenever you're low. You just need to be reminded you are still within the reach of God.
Amen.
And just on right on time.
Praise the Lord.
Right on time. Look here, I'm done preaching, I promise you. I'm going to try to be. The Lord, they call for him. They say, come out. And when they bring him out, they change his garments. The king comes forth. The king calls him out of that place, out of that little pit that he's in. He says, no, you can't stand like that before me. They're going to have to change your garments first. And I'm telling you, friend, there's a day that we're going to get out of this pit for the last time.
Amen.
The king is going to call. We're going to get out of these garments. We're going to get out of this prison. We'll know on that day we ain't never been forgotten. But these folks in here this morning, no doubt, sinner friend, God's done everything he can to remind you over and over how much. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Donnie, I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't even know. Just know I'm trying to deliver the burden of my heart. Maybe you're in that spot this morning while they listen, you come, play. Maybe you're in that place where you're down in prison. Been captured, you're confused, you're taken captive, you've lost all your liberty, confined. Be a good day to get all that back, wouldn't it? You walk out of here this morning shouting her out for the glory of God, let loose, knowing that God in heaven has not forgot about you. We sing some good song.